Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
All right. What's up, everybody? Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're listening. This is Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, and this is Talking Sports from Detroit. I am your host, Martez, and yes, it's snowing. It's snowing pretty hard down here in Detroit, Michigan. It's weird. We're supposed to be entering summer, and it's still snowing, but you know how it goes in Detroit. The weather is so unpredictable. Nonetheless, we're here to talk sports, and we got a fantastic, fantastic show for you today. This is why we do these podcasts, these internet radio shows, whatever you want to call it. This is a big, big show, you know, and this is why I'm here today. I'm going to bring it to you in a few short minutes, the host of the Too Tall Sports podcast, Brett Lauren. Again, that's Brett Lauren, who's the host of the Too Tall Sports podcast, if I can get my words out correctly. I'm going to be bringing him on shortly. Can't wait to talk to him about how he got into podcasting, the creation of his show, his background in sports, and other things. So there's going to be so much to get into with him. But before we bring him on, we want to play him a special intro, okay? And after the intro, we're going to bring Mr. Brett Lauren on. Fantastic. You know, I always try to say this. Nobody has to accept your invitation. Nobody has to say yes to your invitation. It could be an invitation to a birthday party, invitation to a basketball event, invitation to a wedding, invitation to a graduation. Nobody has to accept your invitation. So right now I want to thank Brett before he comes on. I want to thank him for accepting the invitation. So without further ado, let's welcome Brett Lawrence onto the show. Good afternoon, Brett.
Martez, I feel like Ric Flair. Can I just drop a real quick?
Yeah, Yeah, get it out your system, man.
There we go. Yeah. I love it, man. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate the invite and glad to be talking with you today.
Oh, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for also forgiving me for last week. We had some technical difficulties, and you were cool enough to give us another chance over here. So thank you for that.
For sure, man. I know how it goes. It's a technology. There's a lot of stuff going on. Internet connection. I totally get it. So.
Absolutely. You know, it's a lot I want to talk to you about. I'm just, and you've probably been interviewed a whole bunch of times, so hopefully I won't sound too, I don't want to give you the cliche questions, but I might start off with a cliche question. And how did you get started in the world of podcasting or radio shows? How did you get started with that?
You know, honestly, I've only been doing it about a year. May is going to be 1 year for me in podcasting. So it was just kind of when the pandemic, you know, a little bit after it started, and I kind of always wanted to get into podcasting and broadcasting or anything along those lines of radio and stuff. And, you know, I kind of just tried it out, and one of my buddies helped me produce the show. And I have a big network from my baseball career, so I just figured, you know what, I don't mind talking on a microphone. It'll help me reconnect with people, and let's just see how it goes. So. I've almost got 50 episodes out now, and it's been a lot of fun.
Awesome, awesome. Well, from listening to your shows, you make it look easy. You know, seriously, like some shows that you listen to and you watch, and it seems like they're all over the place. You know, even I look at the shows that I produce, and sometimes my shows be all over the place. But when it seems like your shows are just perfect, man. Seriously.
It's because I do a lot of prep work, and I write my script out, and I have all the questions that I think are interesting. And I've actually, it's funny you say, I've been interviewed a lot lately by some younger podcasters, like kids in their early 20s, and they are all over the place. And I want to help them out. And I'm just like, you know what? You can't wing it. You got to do your research. You got to have a show outline. You got to like always ask yourself, would someone want to listen to this, you know? And so I think, being prepared and keeping things – I like to keep things in chronological order so it's easy to follow. Mm-hmm. So I just try to be as prepared as possible.
Hey, well, it shows, man. It shows. You know, a lot of times I've learned some other podcasts, is, you know, it's an ego thing. All of us may have an ego, but we need to know when to put it to bed. And a lot of people want to wing it, you know, without having bullet points, you know, along with them. So I agree with you when you said that. Now, this might sound like a silly question. The name of the show is called Too Tall Sports Podcast. Now, I guess we all probably can figure out why it's called that, but I'm going to ask you, what was the process like figuring out a name, and how did you eventually come up with that name, Too Tall Sports Podcast?
Well, first of all, I'm 6'7", so that kind of helps. that was one reason, but also just, you know, in my experience of life, I'm just too tall for a lot of stuff, you know, buying clothes in the store, buying shoes. Like, I've had to do everything online and, like, fitting in cars and airplanes and doorways. You know, I'm not, like, a 7-footer or anything, but I'm tall enough to, like, make it difficult on some things. So I think that was kind of the inspiration. And, you know, I just figured, why not play off the name? I wanted it to be simple, easy to remember, and something, like, catchy. So I came up with that, and, you know, I hope it sticks.
Yeah, it definitely sticks. And that image you got, like, that's a beautiful image. You know, you standing on top of it. Is that Dodger Stadium or something?
It is. Yeah. So I'm really lucky to have my producer buddy that also is like unbelievable graphic design. And so he created that design. I think it is a refurbished image of Dodger Stadium, but I wanted the feel of like professional in the cities and also in the stadium, because that's my background. But also one of my favorite nickname that I was given in my minor league career was they called me the building. So I wanted to be amongst the buildings in the city as like, you know, the Godzilla-like figure, but still professional with the baseball. So we kind of put it all together with the image like that.
Right. Well, it's working. It's working. Now,
thank you.
Now, what types of people do you talk to on your show? Because I saw, you know, what types of people do you talk to on the show?
Sure. So in the beginning, you know, you kind of start with who you know. So I kind of used former teammates and former coaches and trainers. And that was kind of my early, I used my network first. And now that I've kind of been growing and I've been getting some referrals from people, I'm starting to go outside of my own personal network. So I've had sports writers, I've had Hall of Fame voters, sports psychologists that are great. Those are, if you like the mental side of the game, the sports psychologists are great because that's just stuff that it's applicable to regular life, but not everybody gets the advantage of working with people like that unless you go to therapy or something, you know. But this hearing, once you get to that level of professional sports, everyone's good, right? Everyone's got talent. But what separates everybody is the mental side of the game. So just having guys like that on, you know, and I've had, now I'm starting to get people that are, you know, not huge CEOs, but guys that started companies and they got products they want to promote. So I'm kind of, it's a win-win for everybody, and authors that have written books. And so, you know, they help me by coming on the show and I help them by kind of promoting their products. So I feel like I'm starting to go, you know, way outside my network now, which is great.
You're a smart man. Like I said, you got the voice, you got the look, you got everything going for you.
I appreciate it, Martez.
Yeah. Seriously, I get the hype behind this this phone. I mean, you can call in. You don't have to see my face. So,
Hey, I don't underestimate video, man. People like visual. So I think if you get the chance at some point, maybe you do some of your shows with video or on YouTube, because people like to look at people when they're talking. You get more context out of, you see the expression on their face. You know, I think I was nervous to do video too, but once you get over that, it's the way to go, I think.
Okay, because you know what, man, it was that I'm nervous, and at the same time, you know, I'm kind of a stubborn, you know, I kind of like this whole not being seen type of thing, you know, or yeah. However, more and more people are telling me if I want to really go to another level, I might need to start being more visible. You get what I'm saying?
I think so. Then people can get attached to who you are, right? They're not just hearing your voice. They know, okay, that's the guy that I'm listening to. You know, there's more of a connection there.
And Brett, another thing, and that's going to lead into my next session. And I shouldn't say a fear, but I guess it is a fear. You know, let's say, for example, somebody don't like you for some reason. Now they know your face, and they could just talk bad about you all over the social media. You know, and it's now I'm to the point I don't care about that anymore.
Yeah.
At first I did, but how do you deal with that? Or have that crossed your mind? Like, people know how
you know,
I look.
I'm sure there's haters out there. Of course, everybody, you know, that's it's okay. It's okay to have haters. That's a good, that means you're moving the needle a little bit, right? That's okay. So, I think there is, ultimately it's like you get over that initial, what are they going to say? And then once you let that go, I think you're going to have more supporters than haters. So I think, if you focus on the supporters and not let the, you know, 10% haters ruin your day, I think you'll be much happier.
I agree. We're talking to Brett Lawrence live here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. He is the host of the Too Tall Sports podcast. Now, Brett, why should people even listen to you? You know, why? As a viewer, you know, as the people that do listen to this platform, you know, why should they, and I don't want to create competition, but why should they stop what they're doing? Why should they stop listening to somebody else that they're used to listening to listen to you?
Sure. That's a totally fair question. I think, well, one, you don't have to have this, but I'm a former professional athlete, so I kind of have at least a little bit of credibility there. Well, people will know, okay, this guy probably knows what he's talking about, at least for sure in baseball, and I'm a huge NBA basketball guy. You know, in those two sports, I have a really good clue of what I'm talking about. So I kind of have at least that credibility that I played a sport at a high level. Also, I've understood that, and my vision is you're not going to come to me to talk fantasy football or, you know, you don't need me to evaluate trades and free agency. Like, that's not why you're coming to listen. You're coming to listen to get the stories of people that I bring on or to get the information about somebody that I see. If you trust me to bring on good guests, I'm going to deliver, you know, an episode that's 45 minutes to an hour of your time. That's worth it. You're going to get something out of it. And so I've tried to, you know, I'm really cautious about how long my episodes are. I know there's only 24 hours in the day and people are only awake for, you know, let's just say 16 of them. So to take an hour away from somebody, you got to produce good content. So I'm really mindful of that. And I try to get people on that I think are going to make the show better. So If you give me a shot, you listen to it, then, you know, see if you get something out of it. But I think I have, you know, the stories that you don't hear is what I'm going to give you. Because, for instance, minor league baseball is so mysterious, you know, and people only see the big league guys on TV for the most part. So I'm at least going to give you some insight on that. So I think I just have a lot of information to give and good people to bring on.
Wow, man, you just hit a grand slam. You hear me? Hey, check this out, bro. Check this out. Can you talk about your sports career? As a, you said sure. You play baseball, right? Do you mind giving us a look back on that? And
sure.
Yeah.
So I still live in Orange County, Southern California. I grew up here. I went to college. I went for 2 years at University of Arizona, and I redshirted my first year, barely pitched my second year. So I was like, you know what? I need some exposure. I had the mindset of I'm going to try to play pro ball. So I transferred to Long Beach State in Long Beach, California, and I spent 1 year there, and it was the turning point in my college career. I got a lot more innings. I started doing well, and I got drafted. And I played with the Seattle Mariners organization for a couple years. Then I got traded to Pittsburgh. And then I got Rule 5, which is a whole – that's a rabbit hole we can go down. But anyway, it was a good kind of my big break in the minor leagues was when I got Rule 5 to the Diamondbacks. And then I was with them. I spent one big league spring training with them, which was the closest I got to the big leagues. And then I was in Double-A and Triple-A with them also. And then I played my last year. I got released, and then I played my last year in Long Island, New York, with the independent team there, Long Island Ducks. So I played 7 total years of professional baseball. So I had a decently long career, got close to the big league, but never got the final call.
Oh man, it's a reason to celebrate, man. You got far in your career, man. Big leagues or not, man. Seriously, you did some great things. Now. If I could ask you a few baseball questions, I always wanted to know this, and I don't know how deep I can go with this, but I'm just gonna go with it.
Go as deep as you want. I don't care.
Okay, because I'm one of the people that think that steroids really doesn't help you that much when it comes to hitting more home runs or throwing a faster ball. I'm just one of those people that don't believe that. But and I'm not saying you've taken steroids, but I don't know if you've been around people that took steroids. But how do you feel about that? Because that's one of the dark clouds that hangs over baseball is steroids. Do you think that's really an advantage, steroids?
100%, I think it's an advantage. I think an underreported part of steroids or HGH is that the recovery from your, because baseball is a grind. It's all, you know, you barely get any days off, 162 games, you know, especially in the big leagues. So I think the recovery aspect, and I've even heard some of the guys that took it that are fringe Hall of Famers that were like, well, I was taking it for recovery after a surgery. So I don't understand how it couldn't help you. So that's one side of it. And then look at the home runs that are hit by guys that get caught. And so for me, a guy that never took it, that never wanted to cheat my career, and, you know, to me, if you take steroids, that you're admitting you're no longer good enough to compete. You're now, you need help.
Wow.
Like, why take it if it doesn't help? You know?
Right.
There's no point. So I think it could take a fringe guy that's in the minor leagues, and it could take him to the big leagues. If he's a pitcher, he starts throwing really hard, or if he's a hitter, he starts hitting homers. So, and you look at the guys that have taken it, it's definitely helped their career. So I think there's a few guys that, like, for instance, Barry Bonds. Steroids or not, he's definitely a Hall of Famer. I would still argue one of the best players of all time, if not the best. I'm a Ken Griffey Jr. guy, but Barry Bonds would definitely still be one of the greats of all time. But there are so many other guys that are non-Hall of Famers that, I mean, you look at Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, you know, would they have been the same without – I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. So I'm an anti-steroid guy because what if that gives that person – and I'm a pitcher – what if the hitter is on steroids and I'm not? To me, that's a competitive advantage. So I would turn it back on you and ask, why do you think it's not an advantage?
Oh, my God. Because I would like to think that the skill set that a person already has is more of an advantage than the actual steroids.
Sure. You're saying you still got to hit the ball, right? Is that your argument?
You still have to know how to hit. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I'm – I don't know
sure.
if I can give a
that's
long
just,
answer.
Yeah. No, that yeah, definitely ahead. Makes sense. But, like, okay. think about it. Like, you think in football it helps if they take steroids.
Yeah, not really. Yeah, I think everybody's on steroids in football. It's
A lot of guys are, right? But the funny thing is, it's kind of like, well, take your four-game suspension and then you can come back. And it's kind of expected in football. At some point you're going to take steroids or HGH or something. But in baseball, because the numbers are so sacred, like the records, if you cheat, like you're messing with baseball history, and the numbers matter a lot in baseball. So I think that's, whether like Hall of Fame or not, the numbers are way more than in football. So I think that's why people care.
Yeah. I agree with you. you're just hitting home runs, man. Hitting home runs.
That's all I do, man. That's all I do is hit bombs.
I see. Now, let me ask you this question. I'm still in a deep mode. I'm going deep.
Go ahead.
For me and for many people that I talk to, I used to love baseball, especially when the Yankees were going back to back, and Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, they were doing their thing. When Barry Bonds was doing his thing, but at some point, baseball used to be America's pastime, in my opinion, the top dog. But at some point, it fell down the list. I don't know when. I don't even know if you agree that it fell down the list of top sports, but. Obviously, I think it's NFL, NBA, maybe baseball next. But why do you think baseball is not looked at as a top? Well, it is a top sport, but it's not. I hear a lot of people say it's hard to watch. It's not enjoyable. It's not the same as it was before. I know I'm all over the place with that question, but
no. I actually agree with you. I think you're right. NFL by far is the most popular. There's only 16, now 17 regular season games. They all matter. So it's only a four-month season. You know, baseball is a freaking marathon. Like I said earlier, 162 games. There's too many games. So that's they don't matter as much. So, and it's outside for 3-4 hours. It's hot. You know, it's slow, and there's not always action happening. And I think the NBA over the last 20 years has just skyrocketed, right? Even with social media and player movement, and it's about the stars. And the NBA does a good job of marketing their stars. Major League Baseball really doesn't. You know, they don't highlight their guys as much. Baseball's a sport of you're not supposed to celebrate. It's all about respect and doing the right things, playing the right way. And so there's not as much emotion in baseball. So I think, it's kind of boring for sure. Now, playoff baseball is awesome. Like, I'm sure hockey people would tell you, oh, playoff hockey is amazing, it's more exciting. But I think, I totally agree with you. NFL for sure is king, and then NBA, but NBA is creeping up to even match the NFL, I think. It's getting up there.
I totally agree with you when it comes to the NBA creeping up on the NFL. But it's so amazing how hockey and baseball can go from being boring during the regular season to being the best thing in sports when it comes to their postseasons.
Right.
Because I still say hockey has the best postseason and baseball is next. Because there's something about
– Yeah.
It's like every pitch matters and every hit added.
So
it's,
in the
it's crazy.
Season – Yeah, for 162 games, not every pitch matters, so that's the problem. There's too many games. It's like in college football, they're only playing 12 games before the bowl. So it's like every game, like these big programs, they can't afford to lose. So I think the urgency is the problem in baseball. There's just too many games that don't matter.
No, absolutely. It's true. Now, do I really want to ask this question? It's not going to be really a question, but you can add to it. But, part of me wish, I don't know what side are you on with this, but I wish sports wasn't, in my opinion, I wish it wasn't political side. I don't know if I say the word correctly,
sure.
But I wish politics wasn't in it. I wish the social stuff wasn't in it.
Right.
That has tainted the NBA experience for me. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
So many times people are afraid to admit that. It doesn't make you racist or nothing like that. It's just you just want to see the sports, you understand? So
right.
Do you ever, I don't even know if I want to ask you, how do you feel about all that, honestly?
Yeah, I think it does it take away a little bit. Yeah, it does. But, who am I to say, I'm a white guy. Who am I to say, I don't want to go against that. Like, I don't know what to say. Like,
but that's not fair, though. That's not fair.
Right. You should be able to have an opinion about – and a lot of people feel like that, just like you do, where it's like, take politics out of sports. I'm coming to sports to get away from all this stuff. I'm here to watch the game. I don't want to be bombarded with political stuff and social issues and, like, it's the, not right now, you know. If you want that stuff, turn on the news. So I totally agree with you. I think would it be better – I'm sure the ratings, they've said they've tanked, but there's a lot of – who knows? And, there's no fans, so there's that going on. It's just there's a lot of stuff going on in the country, and I think you're right. People do want to escape from real life and watch sports. The hard part is there are still human beings playing the sports, and if you got a primarily, what the NBA, 80% black league, they're not just going to not react. So I understand why they want to make it a point, but, some people don't like it.
Absolutely. So, what's next? What you got? Anything special things coming up, or what's next coming up for you on the show?
I just continue to bring guests on. Nothing like crazy planned. Just putting out more episodes, and I do one a week. I usually drop them on Thursdays. So, about to hit my 1 year. So it's pretty exciting. I'd like to at some point be part of a network or. Maybe get into radio or something or be part of someone's podcast group or something a little bigger. But I think, I'm so new still that I'm still trying to figure this whole thing out. So, just continue to work on my show and make it, listenable for everybody. So nothing crazy. I'd like to get some more subscribers on YouTube. So if anyone's listening, they want to subscribe, go to the Too Tall Sports Podcast YouTube page and Apple Podcast, get some more ratings on there. So just more exposure this year.
Awesome. So, one thing I like to do with our platform, I like to I really like to network with other shows. Like, you don't have to necessarily do your show on this platform, but I still want to work with you, and help out, get you, because I think it's fun that way, and then we both help each other out that way. So I'm definitely gonna encourage our listeners on this platform to check you out, man.
No, that'd be awesome. How long have you been doing your show?
Man, for about 4 years. About 4 years. Well, actually, it's weird. This is my platform, but there's 20 other shows on this platform that's sports and wrestling and non-sports related. And I have my own show, and which is this. I've
that's
been doing
awesome.
This for about 4 years. Thank you, man. It's been a grind, man. It's been a grind.
Yeah.
See, that's why I look at what you're doing. I'm like, I admire what you're doing because, your production is phenomenal, and that's why I see great things out of you, man. And somebody's going to definitely pick you up, or you may start your own, but I know you got some great things in store.
Great. I appreciate it. No, thank you very much for saying that. I really appreciate that. I think it's just for everybody and, all of us, it's like, you kind of just need your big break for someone that matters to see you, and they give you a chance. And so I think a lot of people in our shoes are like that.
Yep. That's true. That's true. Now, where can people find you if they wanted to look you up? Brett.
On social media, just at Too Tall Sports Podcast. I'm on LinkedIn, just Brett Lauren. You can type that in. And I'm on Twitter. It's Too Tall Sports. Facebook group, I have that. You can look up the show anywhere. YouTube channel, we're on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, pretty much everywhere.
Awesome. I don't want to keep you long, but I want to say this. Thanks for joining me on this show. Seriously, I had a great time talking with you. I sincerely appreciate you coming on. And do you got any final things to say before we let you go?
I would say anytime you want to have me on, you let me know, man. I'll make myself available. So, I always love talking sports. So, if the topics are out there, man, I'm down to talk about it. So anytime.
All right, for sure. Hey, man, bless you, man, and then I'm going to reach out to you on the back end and say thank you through Messenger and whatever.
Sure, yeah, anytime. If you have any questions about podcasting, or if anybody out there has questions about stuff and they want to reach out to me, feel free. Like, don't be afraid. Just reach out to me, and we'll talk, and I'll help you out. So it's always good to network, so I appreciate you having me on, man.
No problem. Hey, have a good night. I mean, good day, and take care, brother.
All right, man, you too. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. All right, there you have it. That was Brett Loren, the host of the Too Tall Sports Podcast. You need to go listen to him. Seriously, if that's the last thing you do, go listen to him. Show him some love. Get him out there. You know, he's already doing a good job of getting himself out there, but spread the word about him, because he's special. And we just don't bring anybody on the platform. You know, I feel like he has something great that he has going on. I love listening to him. The few shows I did listen to him, I love listening to him. He's an easy listen, you know. And I don't mind showing people love or giving people their props, you know, really. And he definitely deserves his props. But I want to thank everybody for listening today, everybody that decided to carve out some time to listen to this special edition show to Talking Sports from Detroit. My name is Martez. I want everybody to be safe, not just because of COVID, but just be safe because this is an interesting time in the world that we're living in. We got a lot of unhappy people out there. So be careful. Keep your eyes open. Look both ways. And also, yeah, stay safe from COVID as well. But try to stay happy and watch some sports. For myself, Martez, the people that helped me out with this show, thank you. This has been another edition of Talking Sports from Detroit with Martez on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash.